All right. Greetings to all you on Facebook and the folks that are here. Thankful for the opportunity today to open the Word of God. Amen. Always a blessing and a privilege to do that. But before I get into the message, as I shared earlier, there's a cannibal weapon all the way from Fiji. So I thought I'd show that to you and I'll remind you, if you don't stay awake today during the sermon, we're going to have someone walk around. No, just kidding. But we'll have this back on the table and you can see that. And the people, of course, are ashamed of their past. They're not proud of that. But they're thankful that missionaries did come and converted them away from that lifestyle. Amen. And they're no longer that way. So we praise the Lord for that. Also, the Fiji water that we mentioned, this is amazing stuff. I hope you drink it. It's kind of a little bit outpriced, but it is good stuff. But it's more than just water. It'll add years to your life. It'll put hair back on your head. It'll turn your hair black again. So we're going to give a bottle to your pastor. Amen. So I heard somebody say today that they don't ever want pastor to leave. You want him to stay here. Amen. Till the Lord comes. So we got to keep him going, pastor. So this will keep you going. This will get you started. You got to keep drinking it. It's not just one bottle. You got to keep drinking it or your money back. No, I'm just kidding. But it is good stuff. But I would remind you to, when you see Fiji water, it's all over the place, gas stations, grocery stores. Pray for Fiji. Amen. Pray for the people there, and that would be a good reminder to pray for the Dekus. It's a pretty good deal. It's 5-for-1. Those that aren't watching or saw our presentation, there are 5 Deku families that are missionaries. So when you pray for the Dekus, it's a 5-for-1 deal. Pretty good, right? And I pray that the Lord would continue to bless our ministry as we try to reach people with the gospel of Christ. So we would appreciate that. If you take your Bibles today and turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter number 5. Thank you to those that took our prayer cards. Those that are online, we could encourage you to visit our website, amissionaryjourney.com. You can watch our video presentation there that was showed to the church today and learn more about us. Also to the church, you can sign up for our email updates on our website. That's on the back of our prayer card. Our information is there. And we would encourage you to do that because you can firsthand see how the Lord's answering your prayers. Amen. My wife and I like to read missionary biographies, and some missionaries used to have to go on a boat. It would take them months to go, and people would kind of just pray for them and hope they're still alive. But today we're thankful for things like Facebook and also the email that we can let you all know how God's answering your prayers and how God's working in Fiji. So we'd appreciate that. Book of Ephesians chapter number 5 today. Book of Ephesians chapter number 5, and we're going to start in verse number 15, verse 16, and verse 17, if you would read that with me today. Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 15 to verse 17. If you're there, would you say amen? Amen. All right, let's read those verses together. They say, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Let's pray today and ask the Lord to bless our time. Father, I thank you so much today for this church, Lord, that is a lighthouse to this community. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Lord Speroni, Lord, and his faithfulness to you at this church for many, many years. God, I pray that you would continue to enable him and empower him, Lord. Give him the good health and strength that he needs to be able to keep going for you here at this church, Lord, for many years or until you come. Lord, we know that your coming is soon. God, we see the signs of the times. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful. Lord, help us to do all that we can with the time that we have left. And Lord, to redeem the time you've given to us. Lord, I pray if there be one here today or one even watching online that doesn't know Christ as their Lord and as their Savior, Lord, I pray today that they would accept Christ as Lord and Savior. As we heard that verse today, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God, we know the hope of America is if our country turns back to you. And we pray for that today. In Christ's name we pray these things. Amen and amen. Look with me again, church, in verse number 16, if you would. Look at that verse and read it out loud with me, if you're there. It says, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." Redeeming the time because why? The days are evil. Church, it's so important for us to realize today that our time is what? Short. isn't it? Today we have seconds that are going by. I have so many seconds that are given to me to open the Word of God and preach today. And boy, I think 2020 has reminded me, probably all of us more than ever, that our time is short, isn't it? Our time is running out. There are seconds that we're all living in 2020. Some of us kind of hope that 2020 is over sooner than later, right? With everything that's happened. But you know what? God has a work for us to do in 2020. That's why we're here. God has a work for this church to do. Amen? That's why God put you in this community. That's why God has this church here for how many years now? How many years has this church been here? Phew. A couple hundred? Wow. Praise the Lord. It's been here for many, many years, hasn't it? And it's been a lighthouse to this community. But you know what, church? Our seconds are running out. And the Lord tells us we need to redeem the time. Why? Because the days are, what does it say?
Evil.
Evil. Boy, you can turn on the TV and see that the days are what? Evil, aren't they? There are things happening in this country that if our forefathers that founded this country knew were happening, they'd be turning over in their graves, wouldn't they? Boy, this country is going farther and farther away from God, sadly. And we know what the Bible says. We know God's promises, don't we, church? That the nation that turns its back on God, God's blessing will be removed from. But you know what, today, let us not just look at the world and get discouraged. Let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? Because there is a work that God has for us to do. God wants us to redeem the time. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall what? Come. We shouldn't be surprised, should we, when things are getting worse? We shouldn't be surprised. The scripture tells us they're going to get worse. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Sound familiar? Many people today are living for themselves, aren't they? As we look around New England, and it amazed me when I lived in this area to just see so many people going about their lives on Sunday. No recognition of the one that created the beautiful creation that they were enjoying. Just enjoying it for themselves, thinking that this life is all there is. And yet, no, there is more today, isn't there? There is more, church, than just this life. There is an eternity ahead of us. And the Bible tells us clearly that. But we understand that the end times are getting closer than ever. The book of Revelation is a book that tells us about what happens in the end times. There's a portion of scripture there that talks about in Revelation chapter 13, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And some people have wondered, well, what is this mark of the beast that's talked about there? And people have speculated about that. Did you know that now they're putting chips into people? Even here in the United States, companies want to do that in order to track their employees. A little bit concerning, isn't it? Kind of shows us what maybe the mark of the beast is going to be. Book of Revelation also talks about two witnesses that come down into Jerusalem there. And they witness to the people, but God allows them to be killed and to lay in the streets. But the Bible tells us that there are people and kindreds and tongues of the nations shall see these dead bodies in the streets. The entire world will see them. It used to baffle people that studied the Bible. It used to baffle scholars. How could all of the world see people in one location? How could that happen? And yet today we have the answer, don't we? Those that are watching on Facebook, that's how that can happen, right? These devices right here that we hold. It amazes me that even in the last 10 years, there has been just a boom of these things all over the world. People live in tin shacks in Fiji. They live in poor situations, and yet they have one of these. Pretty amazing, isn't it, church? What does it show us? It shows us that our time is short, doesn't it? Our seconds are running out for what we're going to accomplish for God in this world. Church, Romans chapter 13 says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Why do we need to redeem the time? Because Christ is coming back. Amen. Why also do we need to redeem the time?
Why also do we need to part and be a part of getting the gospel around New England, around the United States, and around the world? Why is that? Because there are 7.7 billion people upon this planet. It's a big number, isn't it? But you know what? There are over half of the world's population are estimated never to have had a blessing of having the Word of God like you and I have it. Wow. Boy, that's a great challenge, isn't it, for us? Christ is coming back, and yet there are still many people that have not heard. Yet there are still many people that we need to reach with the gospel of Christ. It's a great situation, isn't it? And when I talk about missions today, I hope that you understand there are many good causes going on around the world. There are people feeding the hungry. There are people that are doing good things, and those can open doors. But ultimately, missions that needs to take place is sharing what? The life-changing power of the gospel. Sharing the message that changed my life. Hopefully it's changed your life today. Hopefully Christ has come in. And as the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you're listening today on Facebook, if you're here today and you don't know Christ as Savior, he can change your life. Amen? He can change it. My grandfather was an alcoholic. In central Pennsylvania is where my dad grew up. And he used to spend all the money. He was addicted to alcohol. He was an alcoholic. There are many people across the United States today that are addicted to different types of things. Drugs have become just an epidemic in our country. Many people are addicted to the things of sin. And yet today, the answer is Jesus Christ. Amen? He has been the answer, and he still is the answer. For my grandfather, there was a church just like this that preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thankful for your church. I hope that you continue to be faithful here. Amen. Because why? Our time is running out. And more than ever, we've got to do all that we can. But as my grandfather, that little church was there in that community in central Pennsylvania. My grandmother went to that church and found Christ the Savior. My dad went there and got saved. You know what? That church began to pray for my grandfather. And it was on an Easter Sunday, the story is told, that he went upstairs to tear up my uncle's Bible. And it opened to John 3:16. Amen? That verse we read today. For God so loved Frank Deku that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My grandfather came downstairs and said, we're going to church today. And that day, he found Christ as Savior. His life was changed. God gave him victory over alcohol. Amen? God gave him the victory. He became a man that was a preacher, and he went out and even started a small church there in Pennsylvania. And through that, my father's life was changed, and my life has been changed. Because at the age of 7, I found Christ as Savior. Boy, it's amazing what Christ does, doesn't he? He puts us on a new path. But church today, let me remind us, all of us, I know I have to be reminded, the hope for America is not political change. The hope for America is not necessarily some moral change. The hope for America is for us to redeem the time God's given to us and to give people the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. That's the hope for Fiji. As we go there, we help people with their physical needs. The coronavirus has affected many countries around the world. I'm told in India that there are millions of people literally starving because businesses have shut down because there's no work and they can't go to work because of the coronavirus. Can you imagine starving because you can't work? In Fiji, there are many people that are struggling, and my parents are over there right now helping folks, and they were explaining to me, hey, the work is great. Get over here. Amen? And we're looking forward to going. But you know what? What are we going to do with the time that we have left? Are we going to redeem that time and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Today, quickly, with the time that we have, what is the meaning of redeeming the time? It says there, redeeming the time. Look at the verse before it, church. It says, see then that ye walk, what does it say? Circumspectly. That word has the idea of carefully. Walk carefully or walk in a wise manner. That's what it means to redeem the time. We need to be wise about it. Redeeming the time does not mean trying to recall the past. That's what it doesn't mean, does it? If you're like me, I'm thankful for my life and being able to grow up in Fiji and many great opportunities. Been able to see people trust Christ and their lives changed. And you know what? God has done some great things in this church through the years, has he not? God's blessed you all here, given you a beautiful church building, beautiful church family. I love the spirit today among the people here. You've been a blessing to us already. God's blessed you with that. But I hope today that you realize the greatest days of this church, I believe, aren't in the past. But the greatest days of this church can be now. Amen. The greatest days of this church, we can't just say, well, the coronavirus is here and it's not going to go forward. We're going to have to all just lay down and give up. No, God has a work for us to do. Amen. God has this church here because he has a work for us to do. Let us remember, we've got to redeem the time that we have. Redeeming the time does not mean dreaming about the future. Some people say, well, if we can just get to 2021, this will all be over. If we can just get beyond the election. But you know what? God has a work for us to do today. Amen. During this fall, God has maybe opportunities for you and for I to witness to people. God wants us to be faithful in giving and being faithful to church as we are able, of course. God wants us to tune in where we can. Why? Because God's program and God's work is happening here at Pesco Community Baptist Church. Amen. This is where God's program's happening. It's not happening down in D.C. necessarily. It's happening right here. And what does God want us to do? God wants us to redeem our time and get behind the work that he has for us to do. Redeeming the time to utilize the present. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Church, are you redeeming the time that you have today? Folks watching online, are you redeeming the time? It says there in verse number 17, look with me. It says, wherefore be ye not, what does it say? Unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Today, God does not want to hide his will from us. God tells us what his will is, doesn't he? The Bible tells us his will is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's will today. If souls die and go to the lake of fire the Bible talks about, preachers don't like to talk about it too much because it's not really good news, is it? But you know what? It's truth. It's in the Word of God. Those that have rejected Jesus Christ and die without him will spend eternity in a place the Bible calls the lake of fire or hell. The devil makes fun of that word. Hollywood uses that word just flippantly, but it is a real place. Why should we redeem the time? Because if we do not redeem the time, there may be people that spend eternity in hell because we failed to reach them with the truth. I don't know about you, but that should hit us hard. That hits me hard. There may be people that we need to reach. There's a missionary by the name of Hudson Taylor who was a missionary to the country of China. God used him to reach many Chinese with the gospel. But as he got there and he began sharing the gospel with many people, one man trusted Christ. And he said, this is what I have been looking for. The truth. Amen. The truth. He asked Hudson Taylor, he said, how long have your people back in England, is where he had come from, how long have they had the gospel? Back in the United Kingdom, sorry. How long have you had the gospel? You know what Hudson Taylor said? For hundreds of years. This man asked him, then why are you just now coming with this truth? He said, my father was searching for the truth that you are giving, and it didn't arrive before he died. Wow, time's important, isn't it? Time is running out. That's why it's important that, thankfully, your church supports missions around the world. Amen? Supporting the cause of getting the gospel around the world. But you may say, well, that's just for them. But no, it's not just for them. It's for every believer in Christ to realize that that's your responsibility. Amen? If you can't go, it's our responsibility to send. It's our responsibility to pray. It's our responsibility to give as God enables us. Because why? There's a lost and dying world out there that still need the gospel of Jesus Christ. My wife and I, there's an app. It's called the Joshua Project. And every day, you could download the app as well, it brings up an unreached people group in the world, a people group that has not had the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are literally millions every single day that have not accepted Christ as Savior. And we pray that God would send forth laborers to those places. I hope that you'll join us in praying for that. Amen. We were just with the pastor at a missions conference, and he is going to retire from pastoring. God's raised up another pastor for the church, and he's going to go as a missionary. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. You may say, well, God can never use me. You know what all God needs? God needs willingness. God needs folks that are willing to go. But you realize that the mission field isn't only just across the seas. The mission field's right here in Rhode Island. Amen. There are still people in this state that need Christ as Savior. We've got to redeem the time. You may say, well, we've given it to them, or we've tried to give them the gospel. But you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is so important, we can't give up. We can't give in. We've got to take the moments we have left and do all we can to get the gospel to those without it. Simply giving out a gospel tract to somebody. Simply asking God, God, help me to be the witness that I need to be. If you're here today and you don't know Christ as Savior, redeem the time. Accept him as Savior. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's coming a time where the last second will go and Christ will come back. There was a time that God had given for the message of salvation to be preached by Noah. The ark was built. I believe the ark was big enough for every person to come inside. It was a huge ark. If you've seen the replica of it they've built at the Ark Encounter, it's huge. I believe in the known world of the population at the time, there was room. Yet Noah preached for years and years and years. And yet there came a day that what? God shut the door. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place, isn't it? No more sin, no more sickness, no more sadness. But one thing we cannot do in heaven is win people to Christ. One thing we can't do in heaven, you know what we can't do in heaven? Is redeem the time. You know why? Because there is no time in heaven. It's eternity. How long is eternity? It's forever, isn't it? But God has given us time to redeem for him. If you don't know Christ today, accept him. But if you do know Christ today, it's so important that we walk with him. Today we have many across America that call themselves Christians, and yet their life looks no different than what the world is. People say, if that's what a Christian is, I want nothing to do with that. And yet what does the world need to see? The world needs to see Christ in us. Did you know the first people that were called Christians at Antioch, they didn't call themselves Christians. You know who called them Christians? The world did, because they saw the difference in their lives. Christian means a little Christ. They looked like Jesus Christ. Does our lives look like Jesus Christ? If we are to redeem the time God's given to us, we must pray that our lives will look like Christ. We must ask the Lord to help us not just to be faithful in giving the gospel, but to be faithful in living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Church, today, I hope that you're faithful in giving it. But more than ever, may we ask God, help us to be faithful in living it. As we look to the work God has for us, God always brings me back to John chapter 15, verse 5, that says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The work is too great. People around us, your neighbors that don't know Christ, listen, you don't have the power to lead them to the Lord. But you know who does? God has the power. God has the power to do that work through you, to give you the words, to help you live in such a way that people say there's something different about them. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that they took knowledge of the apostles, that they had been with who? Jesus. There was a difference in their lives, wasn't there? I hope today that you're not just going about the mediocre life that we've come to know so many in America as a Christian, but that you'd ask God, God, help me. Help me with the moments of my life I have left. Help me with the years that maybe I have left to redeem them for you. God, help me to know you like I've never known you before, to know your presence and to know your power. Boy, we can go through the rituals, can't we? I know growing up, I learned what it meant to be a Baptist, to wear the right clothes and to do the right things. And yet that's not going to make a difference in this world. That's not redeeming the time. The thing that's going to make the difference is to know Jesus Christ in a personal relationship with him. And you know what? As I've found, as I know Christ more, he gives me a greater desire to make Christ known. You may say, why do I struggle so much to share Christ? Maybe it's because you don't know the heart of your Savior as you should. Maybe you're not as close to him as you should be. Today, he's waiting for you. Amen. Today, he's knocking. Would you come to him if you're not walking with him? Today is the day. You may say, well, later. No, later may never come. For young people that are listening today or even older, don't put it off. Today is the day to come to Christ in salvation, but also today maybe to come back to him in your relationship with him. Are there any backsliders today? You know what a backslider is? Somebody that is not as close to God today as they've been in the past. Wow. I know in my life there have been times that I've backslidden from God. I wonder today, maybe there's one like that that needs to say, God, I need to redeem the time I have left. Help me to get back close to where I once was. Do you remember when you trusted Christ? Man, I remember that day. And I asked the Lord to help me keep that excitement, keep that closeness that I once had, because our time is running out. My moments are running out today, aren't they? I'm almost done here, just a few moments. But let's redeem the time by trusting Christ. Secondly, by walking with the Lord. And then thirdly, by reaching the next generation. These all fall in order here. We all know these are God's will to redeem the time. But you're never going to reach your children or grandchildren or reach the next generation around us unless we first know Christ and we're walking with Christ. It breaks my heart because I see churches across America today where, I'll just be honest with you, there's not a lot of young people, are there? There's not. And you know what? It's God's desire that we reach them. You may say, well, I've tried to tell them. But you know what? We've got to keep telling them. Not just keep telling them, but live before them the truth. People are looking for the truth. People are hurting for the truth. This generation is trying to fill their lives with everything the world has to offer. And yet the only thing that satisfies is Jesus Christ. How are they going to see that? They're going to see that by your life and my life. It's a big responsibility, isn't it? But you know what? God can help us. God can help us if we will pray and ask him to help us. That redeeming the time phrase is also mentioned in another verse in the Bible. Colossians 4:5 says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. I wonder if there are any neighbor children around you that you see all the time. I wonder if there's any young people that you see that God would maybe put on your heart to reach out to one of them or two of them. Not just simply to give them the gospel, but maybe say, make some cookies for them or take them to get something. Reach out to that neighbor child. Reach out to those neighbor parents. Reach out and try to show the love of Christ, because that's what people need to see. Amen? This world is so full of everyone living for themselves that the love of Christ will stand out if we ask God to show that through us. And that's how we can reach the next generation. Lastly today, I'm almost done. Don't have a lot of time left, but church, there's a great need around the world. America used to be the nation that sent out the most missionaries around the world. And yet today there are less missionaries going than there ever have been. Numbers are down. And yet the world's population is growing and growing and growing. If there are any sports fans here today, we understand. In football, there's the 2-minute warning. If you don't know what that is, that's when there's 2 minutes left in the game. And the teams realize many times that it's now or never if we're going to win the game. They've got to go down the field and score. They've got, what, 120 seconds. The apostles talked about it being the last days. And this is God's word today. Amen? We have the word of God. I believe that. I hope you believe that today. If that was the last days, which it was, we're in the last seconds. We're in the 2-minute warning. We're beyond that. that signs of the times are here. It's exciting times, amen? Don't get discouraged, but be excited that we get to live in these last moments. But let me encourage you, don't let the virus get you down, but let's ask the Lord, God, help us to be able to do more than ever that we've done before. God, help us at this church to be able to reach our community, to be wise, amen, in the situation we're in. But God, help us to be able to reach out. Help us to be able to do all that we can. And even beyond that, the Bible says that ye shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, amen, right here, in Judea, in Rhode Island, in Samaria, in America, but unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let us pray God would help us even to reach into countries like Fiji today, amen. And you can do that through praying. Pray for us. We'd appreciate it. And you know what? Time spent praying, time spent with drawing nigh to God is never wasted time. May we ask the Lord to help us do that. I'll close with this. Jesus Christ did not give us many things to pray about. It's important to pray, amen? Pray for the needs today that were mentioned. But let us not forget the prayer request of our Savior. Jesus said, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Beginning of that verse said, the harvest truly is plenteous. I hope that you'll get a vision today, amen, for what God can do in this community and around the world if we'll ask him to help us. God, help us to redeem our time today. If we would bow our heads and close our eyes today, we'll close our time. If you don't know Christ as Savior, today would you come to him? Would you trust in him alone? The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The only name is Jesus Christ. If you're trusting this church today, this church can't get you to heaven. If you're trusting a person or a pastor, they cannot get you to heaven. The only person that can get you to heaven is Jesus Christ. The Bible says there, whosoever believeth. Today that includes you. If you would simply trust Christ, ask him to forgive you of your sin and come into your life. Today, if you haven't done that, don't put it off, because Christ could come back today. You're not promised another day even. Christ, your life could be over today. And if you don't know him, the Bible tells us you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. Today, trust him. But for those of us that know him today, are we redeeming our time? God has challenged my heart that I can redeem my time better than I have. Today, I wonder if God would speak to your heart about that. And if you would join me in praying today, God, I give you my life. I want to redeem the time you've given to me, because I know that you'll help me do the best with my life. If you're here today and you would join in that prayer, don't do it for me, but as a hand lifted to the Lord today, if you would like to join in that prayer, would you slip your hand up? Thank you for those hands. Do it for the Lord, not for me. God, help me to redeem the time I have left in my life. You've saved me from an eternity in the lake of fire. Help me to live my short life for you. Is there any others you'd slip your hand up and slip it down? Thank you for those hands today. I hope today that if you couldn't raise your hand, that you'll realize today your life is short, that God has given you your life. And if you'll give it back to him, he'll only give you the best. Thankful I've given my life to God. And you know what? God is only blessed and blessed and blessed. Yes, there are trials and troubles, but I know God is with me through it all. Last question today. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. If you would join me today in saying, with God's help, I want to pray every day for laborers. With God's help, I will make a decision to do that. Maybe you're already doing it and you would lift your hand as well. But if you're here today, you say, I'll pray for that prayer request that Jesus mentioned. Who will join me in that prayer today? Thank you for those hands. Thank you. I encourage you to write that at the top of your prayer list. And ask the Lord to help you every day to pray for that. Let us pray today. Father, I thank you so much for your word. God, I thank you for your promises. Lord, there are many great and precious promises. We know you're coming again for us. But God, there's a work for us to do. Lord, it seems that many churches are slowing down. God, I pray that they wouldn't slow down, but God, that they would realize our time is short. That God, they would ask you to help us to redeem our time. That you would help us, Lord, to be able to give more, to be able to go more than we ever have before, to be able to send more missionaries than we ever have before. God, please send forth laborers across the United States of America. God, I think of our major cities today that are in turmoil. Many rioters. God, many people that are just so full of sin and the devil. And yet, Lord Jesus Christ is the one that can make the difference in their lives. God, we pray you'd send forth laborers to our major cities. God, send forth laborers across New England today. And then, Lord, we do not want to forget the uttermost parts of the earth. Over 190 countries, over half of the world's population has not been reached. God, please send forth laborers. We pray today. May we be faithful and redeeming the time. In Christ's name, we pray these things today. Amen. Amen.